Sheffield band The Sherlocks are just about to embark on a major tour of the UK, and we've got Kieran on the line from the band to talk about it. Hello, Kieran.
Hey, mate. How are we doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, tell us a little bit about The Sherlocks for those people listening who might not know much about you.
Well, we're two sets of brothers. There's me and the drummer, Brandon. We're brothers. Josh is lead guitarist, and his brother is the bassist, Andy. And we've been going like 5-6 years now. We started really when Josh and Andy moved, like pretty close to where me and Brandon live, and we just became mates really, just started playing football, and Josh played guitar, and me and Brandon were already playing our instruments and just messing around, so we just got Josh around to ours and started jamming.
You've been together quite a few years, but things have been taking off recently. You just recently signed a big record deal as well with Infectious. Has that made a major change on the way that the band's working now?
Not too much, no. I think we're still working the same as what we always have, and there's no extra pressure added or anything. Everything feels pretty exactly the same, to be fair. It's just one less thing off his mind, because it was always something we wanted to achieve and get not just a record deal, but a good label behind us who believe in us, and I think we've found that we're Infectious.
Excellent. Now, you're just about to embark on what can rightly be described as an epic tour. I made it 35 dates in 43 days, is that right?
It sounds about right, yeah. I know it's 35 dates, I'm not sure.
Are there any places that you're going to be playing for the first time that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, there's quite a few, to be fair. I think we've ever played Tunbridge Wells. We've never played Inverness. There's quite a few on there, to be fair. I don't want to say anymore, I'll probably end up getting some wrong. But now, there is quite a few places, new places, which is always good. I always love playing new places because it's just a chance to win other new fans, really. And people that may have heard of the band for a while, they might not have had a chance to get to a gig. So now we're hitting their city or whatever.
You're playing Southend in Essex, of course, on the 27th of February. Is that the first time you've been in that part of the country?
It is. I don't think we've ever been there.
Yeah, just a word of advice, no matter how warm it is in the rest of the country, it's going to be freezing in Southend in February, so
yeah.
Make sure the heating's on in the venue. Yeah, I'm going to ask this because you probably get sick of being asked this, but I'm going to quote it because it's a great statistic. You're the first unsigned band since the Arctic Monkeys to sell out your local venue, the Leadmill in Sheffield. What did that mean to you as a band?
It meant a lot, because it's always been one of them venues. We're a Sheffield band, obviously, but we live just outside Sheffield, but the nearest place to us is Sheffield, and one of them venues we've always heard about is the Leadmill, and it's got a lot of history at that venue. So as your band starts progressing and you start playing more gigs and stuff, you set your own goals, and we always wanted to play the Leadmill. It was just one of them venues, like, when we'd go in, it would always say, like, oh, we've got to sell this out one day, and then when we did it, somebody told us that we were the first unsigned band to sell it out since Arctic Monkeys. And since then, we've done it. We've done it again, like, a lot quicker. So we've sold it out twice now. And the second time we sold it out, I'm sure, I don't think anybody else had sold it out since we did it the first time. So it's not easily done as an unsigned band. Obviously, we're signed now, though, so can't do it for a third time.
Great. So what's next after the tour? What are the future plans for the rest of the year?
We always try and focus on just what's in front of us, really, and we've been buzzing to get out on tour for a while now, so we're just going to smash this tour. After the tour, I'm sure we'll be looking at maybe some European dates and even possibly America and stuff, so definitely some big plans ahead, but when to do them.
Kieran, thanks very much for having a chat with us today, and good luck with the tour.
Thanks a lot, mate. No problem.